Wait, we're doing this again? I don't know if people can hear me. Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Kirsten, can you hear me? In the comments, tell me if you can hear me. I hope so. Okay, I'm just gonna get you in here. Hold on, hold on. God. Okay. Wait, I'm gonna do the same pose. I could already hear you.
How can you already hear me?
No, I heard the mic turn on.
Oh, wait, now it's just like, not. Okay, here we go, there. Here we go, guys, here we go.
I know, I wonder why it didn't happen the first
time. I got scared, you guys. I got scared.
Wait, also, this is the new UCI sweater I bought for my birthday. Did you see
that? Wait,
do you see the color?
No, hold on. Oh, that's cute.
I know. Is this a new color, right? Like the whole oatmeal thing?
What do you mean, like a new color in the world? Or
No. Like, did UCI used to sell sweaters in this color, like the oatmeal color?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
You know,
Angie sent me this old picture of me wearing like an old UCI sweater. I feel like it wasn't mine because I don't know what happened to that sweater. I must have been borrowing it.
My birthday gift to myself is a sweater plus two other UCI things.
Did you just buy them like from the bookstore website?
Yes, the Hill.
And they sent it to you?
Yeah, yeah. Like you just buy it like it's a clothing.
Oh, damn!
Website.
I want to buy a UCI sweater.
You should.
All of mine are like gross on the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, mine were gross on the outside. Like I was like, this isn't even like, you know, when you wash something too much and then the like.
It's like starts to pill.
Yeah. So me and my sister went crazy one day and just bought a bunch of stuff from our colleges.
Oh, tight. You know, commercial.
Yeah. My sister Mercho.
I think I'm gonna do that right after this.
Oh, you should definitely.
You know how I be about shopping. I'm just like, I kind of want that. I'm gonna buy it right now.
It's very.
Anyways,
true.
What's up, you guys?
What's up, everybody? Your hair is so long, by the way.
You know, I was just talking to somebody about this. I feel like I keep talking about it. I want to cut it. It's too long.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice, but. Yeah.
It reminds me of when my hair was long. This is when we weren't friends. Oh, hey, Tanisha. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hey. You know, this reminds me of when my hair was long before I cut it short.
Yeah.
I just feel like I don't like it. I was like growing it. I was growing it long for the wedding, but I'm like. Oh,
now, yeah.
I'm already married. You know what I mean?
You're like, I'm too.
I feel like when we have our reception, I don't really care as much, but it's like, it just feels like really like limp, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, nice to be back on here, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Sup, guys? It's Monday.
It is Monday. It is, yeah.
Dang, your light is good, Alexa. You have a ring
I told
light,
you
right?
I got it. My cousin got one because she's like, your room is horribly dark. So here's your birthday gift, a ring light for your pod.
Dang, I wish mine wouldn't make it too bright. It's like, it's all my closet.
I feel like
it's too bright.
I feel like, oh, you know what? But your room is bright anyway. So it looks
that's
great.
True.
Everybody's
it's real. I know you guys can't really see as much, but it's super messy in here because my mom finally gave me, I had like three, like maybe one large, like Balik Bayan size box. And then,
huge.
A bunch of other small boxes of just, like, junk I had at their house. And she's, like, been telling me for, like, months, oh, make sure you come get it. And I'm always like, oh, Ramir's not here. I'll just have him, you know, get the boxes when he's here. And I've literally been saying that, like, as an excuse. And then she just put it in my car when I was there. My dad just put it in my car. And now it's, like, I have all this, like, crap from the house, like, arts and crafts and stuff, and I
it doesn't look messy from here. Then again, also I see the comments are in my way a little bit. I mean the comments, the people
look, yeah, it's fine,
but
don't worry about it.
It does look nice. What's up, everybody? Okay, this is a pretty good audience already for a Monday night. Our last Monday one was just like,
it's like
okay,
you and me
until the
and
end.
Like I feel like Mark was there.
It's always
what's up, Mark. Mark's here and he's about to be a dad, so that's
Mark.
Actually, I don't know if he's still here or did he leave.
No, I don't think he left.
It's his child being born. Anyways, shout out. Shout out, Mark. You guys are going to have a baby. It's
Mark,
crazy.
Congrats.
Dang, there's hella people here. What's up, you guys? Monday.
This is Monday. Hi. Yeah, Monday. Oh, he's still here. Wait. Oh. since we are on the topic of Mark real quick, I finally finished season 6 of The Flash, have not started season 7, but my sister told me that season 7 is not like a premiere, it's a continuation of season 6.
So they probably that's why I couldn't remember if I finished season 6 or not, because I felt like it was just over.
Yeah.
So wait, like, did Iris never get out of the mirror?
No.
Okay, so she was still in the mirror.
Yes.
Okay. Season's dumb. Like, it's
it's nice.
Mirrorverse.
No, it's slow. It's super slow.
You know, I miss The Flash. Like,
I know.
You know what I miss? I miss Arrow.
I say that a lot. Like, I'm always like, I miss Arrow so much. Also, the stunt choreography is so good in Arrow, and The Flash is like nothing compared to it.
It's so cool. I mean, I don't know. We were watching something recently. Oh, you know what? Wait, have you been watching Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yes. Wait, well, sorry. I watched 2 of the 3 episodes. I haven't seen the latest one.
I love it.
I really like it a lot.
It's like, I mean, I really liked WandaVision also. And so when people are like, is it better than WandaVision? It's really different. Like, it's they're two different, two different types of shows. But I feel like watching Falcon and Winter Soldier is like, honestly, watching Captain America Winter Soldier Part 2.
Yeah.
Like, just for that movie. But it feels like watching a really long movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
I like that Sebastian Stan is hot. Like, Gerard gets annoyed because every time I'm like, sit. Exactly, Amanda, exactly. I'm always like,
no, I know.
He's fire.
I was going to say they both are, but I could see how Anthony Mackie's not really up there.
I wasn't even talking about him. I was already still in my mind comparing him to Chris Evans. Because, again, two different – well, because the thing – don't you remember when we had Ray and Gerard on the podcast they were hating on me because I think that Sebastian Stan is hot?
No, he is, though. I do remember that. Yes, I do remember
and,
that.
Like, I don't mean to compare, like, the – of the two, but they're just, like, two different types of hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, Anthony Mackie – IRL is great. He's so super funny. He's super funny.
I think he's really good. To me, he's like a not as like extra Will Smith in terms of like his
vibe, he sounds like
his
Will
humor
Smith.
And like he's really funny. It's all good. You need to watch the new episode. It's really good.
Yeah, we had a comment from on an Instagram story today. It said, ask us a question.
One
of the things was from at Ricky Taps, who might be still watching. I don't know.
Shout out Ricky Taps.
But
Ricky Taps.
He said something, but I think it might be a spoiler, so I'm not gonna say. I'll say it to you offline. But he also enjoys Winter Soldier and Falcon.
It's good. I like it. I'm really sad it's only 6 episodes.
Yeah, that's super short. But
longer.
Yeah, they're longer, and also I guess like they need to build some anticipation for Loki coming out in June, so my cousin works for Disney, and she saw a preview of Loki like a couple months ago or last year, and she was like, that looks like it's going to be the best one.
Interesting.
So, and everyone knows I love Tom, so.
I hate the first name only.
I know.
Like, not even Tom Hiddleston, because there's another Tom, you know what I mean, but just Tom, you know, it's cash. I really like it. I'm enjoying it in a different way than I enjoyed WandaVision.
Same. WandaVision was crazy at the end, though.
Yeah, no eye candy, though. I mean, unless you're into Vision, but I'm okay.
I think some people were, though.
Really?
My sister's friend was like into it. My sister kind of. But you know.
Wait, was it like based off of the meme though? Have you seen the Vision meme?
Yes, you told me.
Oh yeah, did we talk about this last time?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh man, was it just that part? Because I feel like I would get that. I'm just, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited about that.
The reason I thought of Arrow was because what is his name? Bucky's whole, like, making amends and his list. you know?
Oh,
it yeah. really gives me Green Arrow Oliver Queen vibes. You know what I mean?
You have failed this city.
You know, I miss him.
I know.
I don't know if, like, it hasn't been enough time for me to rewatch the show. I feel like I need to put enough distance. I need to put enough distance to really watch it again.
What a good show. Arrow. I mean, also Winter Soldier, but
Oh, yes. But yeah. I feel like that's more like a movie. I totally want to watch it again, like, from the beginning to end at the, like, when it's over.
Yeah.
And then it's 2 weeks, and then Loki, right?
I guess. It might be more than 2 weeks, I feel.
So Loki, and then Black Widow. And they're doing Black Widow on Disney Plus instead of just theaters only. Okay, tight. Yeah. I would have done it, though. I would have gone.
To what?
To Black Widow in theaters? If it was only in theaters, I would have gone.
Yeah, you know, theaters are open now, which is crazy.
Oh, I'm not going now, though. There's no movie I want to see
that badly.
Badly enough, yeah. Oh, I haven't watched it yet. My brother sent it to me this morning or last night, and I didn't watch it. Did anyone feel the earthquake yesterday?
Was that an
LA one? I didn't know. I didn't know where it was coming from, but, like, I legit woke up and I was scared.
I did
and,
not.
Like, my heart was beating. And, like, honestly, I was like, oh, my plants. Like, I'm not even joking, because not so much the bigger ones, but, like, I have all of the cuttings, like, on the windowsill in, like, a little thing. So I was like, oh, if it's bad enough, they fell and they broke for sure. Well, that's what I was thinking.
But I also
was more tired than I was concerned. So I was just like, oh, my plants. And then I texted Ramir because he's working. I was like, there was an earthquake, the plants. And then I fell asleep.
Yeah, it seemed like all of you guys felt it from that area, area. I didn't. Mark lives maybe North SD, maybe, but he felt it, but not. I did not. I don't know what Mark said about that.
I don't know. All the LA peeps, let us know.
Yeah.
I don't know who's from LA.
I mean, I basically live in Mexico, so there was no way.
I feel the
Mexico earthquakes, I'll tell you that. Isn't that crazy? I do.
I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean, you are pretty much, like, right there.
Yeah.
Damn.
You tell me. So I have two things I want to talk about. The Bridgerton news. Oh. Two things surrounding Bridgerton. One, unfortunately, our boy Simon Hastings is not coming back.
Yeah, Regis Jean, right?
What's his last name? Page.
Oh, that's not as fun to say, but Regis Jean.
And then also the dating rumors, the Daphne dating rumors in real life. What's her real name? Phoebe?
Oh, Divineer, I don't know.
Divineer or something like that. Okay. First, let's talk about, doesn't he pronounce it reggae?
You know, honestly, I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure he pronounces it reggae.
Oh, shit. Reggae.
Yeah. But
either way, I don't know.
Yeah, so he's not coming back for season two.
So I got the inside scoop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I have no inside scoop. I think Kathy, our source at Netflix, don't quote me on this, except you can, because I'm saying it on a podcast, but she said that he's not in the second book, really.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I bought the book, and I didn't read it. Like,
bought the book.
I bought it, and, like, I read, like, the first, like, chapter or so, and then I was like, I didn't really get into it. I know, now I bought it, too, so I feel like I have to go back to it. Maybe I'll read it again before the next season, but he's not really in it, so I'm like, I was asking her, are they going to recast him? And she says she doesn't know, but they don't have plans to recast him. So
yeah,
because at the end they just go off into the country, right? And like live their lives.
Live their married,
right?
Yeah.
And most of the second season or the second book is off of the sideburns.
The bro. Yeah. So that's basically, I mean, I read, this is also a question on our Instagram story from at Ricky Taps.
Ricky Taps.
Flooded with the cues,
a lot of cues.
Yeah. I think he said, why does our boy have to do us like that? You know, I know. It's true.
He must have gotten a better role.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, he's huge. People are probably, like, demanding him in
what
movies.
What if he's
going to
play
TV.
The next Bond?
That's what people were saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he big enough for that, though, is what I'm saying? Like,
no, but maybe they want someone who's not big enough
yet.
Oh, okay. So that there's not too much of a connection of like something else that he can be. This can be his thing.
Yeah, because like when they wanted Idris Elba to do it, people were like really about it and really not about it.
Maybe, yeah, he's maybe, fine too.
Yeah. Also, I think in an article I read on Variety, reggae, or I like when you say it.
No, but it's not though. Okay, Kathy did a plus one for reggae. So.
Oh, okay. He also said like they told him it was a limited series that he wanted to do his part and then be done with it. Like,
oh,
it was. I don't think
so. There was never any plans for it to be longer than what it was, at least for him.
For him, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he will be missed. He's great. Good acting, and he looks great.
And good other things. You know what I'm saying? you know.
He should join the cast of SNL. He was so. I didn't see that just yet, but I will.
I watched clips.
Yeah,
but I don't. It's really rare that I watch like more than two or three videos from like SNL.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't even know who's on SNL anymore.
I don't either.
Ari's ex, right? Is he still on there? Pete Davidson.
Thank you for the intro to that, because that is the dating rumor. Pete Davidson and Daphne.
Wow, you guys
didn't
even do that on purpose. I didn't even mean to segue into that. I didn't even hear about that. Is that true?
Okay, so I don't know. I mean, obviously, when I saw it, I freaked out because I low-key have a crush on Pete Davidson. You know, after the whole Ari thing, I was, like, really invested in it.
I mean, you never forget your past loves, you know? Your exes. So.
So I don't know. The last I read was, like, they were spotted in London, like, holding hands and, like, going to lunches together, and then apparently like he flew out there a couple times and she's flown to New York to see him a couple times. So
how does that even happen?
I don't know.
Well, I guess celebrities really be just DMing each other, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's very true. I mean, look at Nick Jonas and Pri and Joe Jonas and Sophie, same thing.
That's true. They be shooting their shots. I guess if you have like a little verified, then I guess it makes a difference, you know.
Yeah, maybe like when Reggae went on SNL, Pete was like, "What's up with your co-star?" I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, I just saw a video that I saw on TikTok where this girl's talking about guys who are ugly hot versus guys who are hot ugly.
Oh, what is the examples for?
So it's like someone who's hot but has an ugly personality, or like, or and then someone who's like not that good looking but is like hot. And Pete Davidson was under the not great looking but hot.
Yes, yeah. Maybe that, because like, remember when Queer Eye first came out and he did a little
with
YouTube with Tan. Yeah. I was like, he seems so likable. I mean, he was just so likable in that.
Yeah.
That I was like, want to get engaged, or
I'm dead. Want to get engaged, or I can't. Dang, I really don't know any dating news ever.
That was the newest one that I heard of. Other dating news, I don't know.
Damn.
Oh, is that Charles that just signed on here?
What's up, Charles?
Whoa. What's up, Charles? Anything else? Let me think.
Dang, I forgot that you didn't watch the new episode. Wait, I know you don't watch Younger.
Right? I don't. I've seen. Is that the Hilary Duff one? Or...
Yeah.
Oh no, Hilary I don't.
They just announced that the latest season that's coming out is going to be the last season.
Oh.
So I'm right now, because I haven't been, the only new thing I watch regularly right now is Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then the rest of the time I'm just rewatching shows for, you know, for comfort. Right now I'm rewatching Bones. Did I talk about this last time?
No.
Oh, wow. So that means I'm already almost caught up or, like, done with my rewatch. So that means in the period of time where we added our last episode to now, I've watched, like, a million seasons of Bones.
Yeah. How many seasons is Bones? How many would you say?
It's 12. It's 12 seasons. And they're 45-minute long episodes, so. I don't know what that means to me.
That's a lot of
rewatch. Although I have it, like, on in the background a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to watch Younger. The reason I brought it up is I want to rewatch Younger before the new season comes out, or at least before I started, because I watched Younger during quarantine year one, like early in the beginning, and I watched it really fast, so I probably just like forgot everything that happened already. Honestly, it feels like I watched that 5 years ago. That's how it feels.
Yeah, dang, I feel like people were talking about that at the beginning of quarantine, like shows to binge, and then now I just forgot about it too.
Dang, I'm also Ramir's watching Jane the Virgin for the first time.
Oh yeah, you told me that. That's I love it.
Honestly, Raph is fire.
I miss Raph. Although you know how I feel about Justin Baldoni in real life, like
he's corny.
I followed him on Instagram.
he's
super corny.
He's like but doing the most and corny.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah, his character is good.
You know, but sometimes I like remember the times that he was like kind of a douche, like in the later seasons where he's like being a douche. I'm just like, oh, here it comes. But honestly, one thing I do not, Team Raph, exactly.
Yeah,
there's something that I will never change my mind on is that Michael's the worst.
Yeah, Michael is just like again, I get the whole. I think it's cute that they have a lot of like
history
together, inside jokes, and they're like cute together, but I'm not Team Raphael all the way.
He just became freaking serious trying to talk to me. Hold on.
Who is that voice?
Siri, it's Siri. I have an Australian male as Siri. Okay.
I was like, is that an actor? Anyway.
Wait, I was just telling someone was just telling me. Oh wait, okay, no, this is a good story. So okay. My coworker, Liz. Her name is Elizabeth. She's my boss. But she also watches Good Girls. And was telling me that when he says Elizabeth, when Rio says Elizabeth, she just rewinds it over and over again.
Yeah.
And like her boyfriend would be like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I just like how he says my name. So then he'll try to say it like Elizabeth. And she's like, stop. Like, don't do that. And then it reminds me of you and how you say when people say your name on TV, like you get excited about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm always like, oh, it's good. It's good.
You know, it never happens to me because nobody has my name. So if they do, their name is Kirsten. And it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't like it. It's not enjoyable. So I don't know. I should change my name.
Okay.
Regis Jean.
Wait, I was also gonna say you were talking about Younger, but what were you? Oh, Bones. Okay, wait. Speaking of Bones, you know that girl in there who her name in real life is like Michaela Collin. She's like half Asian.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, she was. I just watched that movie Bad Trip on Netflix that Paolo brought up. That he said it was like really funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, do you know what it's about or have you seen
it? I don't. Tell me.
Okay, so so I didn't know what it was about either, but I watched it and it's like, okay, so it's her, she's in it, the police officer from Get Out, the friend.
Oh, the
funny one. And then a comedian that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think his name is like Andre something. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Eric Andre.
Oh, Eric Andre. Okay, so I did not know what was going to happen, but basically it's Tiffany Haddish. So it's them four like acting out an entire like movie plot, but like while they're doing that, they're interacting with like normal people on the street. So it's like a reality comedy movie. Like it's crazy. Like, so Tiffany Haddish plays like the sister of one of them, and they
So she's not playing Tiffany Haddish. Okay,
no, they all play characters.
Okay.
But like, so like an example is like, so they steal her car and she goes into this like barbecue restaurant in some like city in like on the East Coast, and she's like, have you seen these two fools? I'm gonna kill these motherfuckers. I'm gonna kill them. And it's like people actually eating, like real people trying to like enjoy their meal.
Okay.
So they're like freaked out, like, but I haven't seen them.
But the people in the restaurant are actors or real people?
Like,
wait, but aren't they like, this is Tiffany Haddish?
Okay, I will say like they probably went to cities where they don't watch a lot of, I don't know, who knows if they watch like mainstream TV, and she looks pretty like rugged, like mess, like,
okay,
she's like thugged out, like they have her in this like crazy outfit with like teardrop tattoos on her face and like cornrows, like she looks like scary. And so So she's like, goes up to them and she's like, have you seen them? I'm gonna kill them. They stole my car. Like, that's my brother. I'm gonna kill them. And they're like, no, we haven't seen them. We haven't seen them. And then she leaves. And then the two of them come in the restaurant.
Oh.
And the people are like, that's them. That's them. Like, she's gonna kill them. She's gonna kill them. And they're like real people. Like, just trying to have a normal day. It's the whole movie's like that. It's
Is it funny?
Crazy. Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
You know, maybe they're all funny.
Yeah, I'll wait for Amir to watch it.
It's
on what, Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's called Bad Trip. But their reactions are funny. And some people are so nice, like, trying to help them. Or, like, they even, like, get into a fight. And there's this guy, like, no, guys, come on, please. Let's not do this. Let's not do this. Like, let's not fight right now. Like, you guys are friends. You guys are friends. You know?
Wait,
like,
so Michaela Conlon is in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She plays,
like, a main
interest.
Part?
Kind,
oh,
yeah.
That's cool. Good for her. I was, like, yeah. Sometimes, like, I'll be watching shows and, like, if I'm watching, like, Bones, Ramirez not always, like, paying attention or, like, he doesn't really care. And he'll be like, oh, where have we seen that person before? And, like, of course, I've watched it so many times or I've seen so many other shows. I'm like, oh, that person's from this show. That person's from this show.
Yeah.
You know? I don't see her on anything. At least or nothing that I watch. I don't remember what she's from. Like, I was watching an old episode and Michael B. Jordan was on one.
Oh, weird.
It was before. So this was before he was on Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And or before he was on Friday Night Lights, but after he was on The Wire.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it must have been after when he was he on Days of Our Lives? Or
yes.
Married
All
with,
My Children.
All My Children. Married with Children, bitch, damn. Anyway, he looked really young.
Yeah.
He played, like, the boyfriend of, like, one of the daughters or something like that. He was really young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay. Cute, though. Dang.
Yeah, that's a crazy movie. I mean, it's funny because these people's reactions are, like, legit.
Damn, okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
What other wrecks do you have? Do you have any other wrecks?
Oh, I also watched Yes Day on Netflix, the movie.
That's the one with
Jennifer Garner.
Okay, mm-hmm. Was that good?
Yeah, it was cute. It was, like, a fun family movie.
Oh, all right.
It's, like, them with their kids, and they give their kids a Yes Day, like, a 24 hours, and they say yes to everything.
Oh, I saw a preview, which sometimes, like, previews are like, oh, I watched the whole movie.
I know. They shouldn't be that long, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I felt not watching it anymore. I don't know if I would necessarily watch it. I don't really know if I like Jennifer Garner.
Really?
It's just, like, 13 going on 30, right? Like, what else is she in?
I feel like everything she does is, like, 13 going on 30 in a different way.
I don't know. I feel like I don't dislike her, but I don't know.
Yeah, I like her. She's cool.
Jennifer?
I think she's, Jennifer Tom? Jennifer Tom. Oh. But that was like fun to watch. I mean, you don't have to pay like the most attention to it.
Okay.
It was cool.
What's up, Dean?
Oh, hey,
Teeves is here. Hey, Teeves.
Yeah, Teeves. What else did I watch recently? That might be it on Netflix. Oh, no, I'm watching I've never seen all of Cora, so I'm watching Cora.
Trying to get Ramir to watch it.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. It's crazy. That show's so good.
There was something else. Oh, I watched a few episodes of Warrior, which is on HBO Max, which I really like, but it's, like, you have to pay attention, because some of it's subtitled, and, like, I'm not watching a lot. I'm not really focused, like, when I'm watching TV right now. So, but I want to finish that. I also started watching Invincible. Is that
Netflix?
No, it's on, it's a cartoon based on a comic book on Amazon Prime Video. Gerard recommended it, and I watched the first episode, or like part of the first episode, when we were waiting for someone to watch. We were watching Falcon, and we were watching it before. But it's good. I mean, I hear a lot of good things, but again, I'm hitting like my fourth TV slump, or since quarantine.
Oh,
damn, it's like I'm just like trying not to watch too many new things, because I went hard. Like I watched like 5 new shows in like a few months. Like I watched like Bridgerton, Search Party. Have you watched Flight Attendant?
Flight Attendant
with Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh yeah, okay.
That show's really good. I finished Westworld, the third season of Westworld, really? Which I was watching that, like, around Christmas time, I think. And that's one that, like, I never finished the third season. Like, because we were watching it, like, we were doing watch parties at Julian's for season two.
Yeah.
And then I think when season three started, we didn't get around to it. I think we just never watched it. I think we were still too sad about Game of Thrones being over. I don't remember. But then, mm-hmm. and then it was, like, really confusing for me to watch on my own. And then I just got bored one day and just watched all of it. It was okay.
Okay.
It was, like, really confusing. Teams. Yeah, you never finish any shows.
Yeah, the concept is confusing alone.
Yeah,
I feel like How I Met Your Mother and Parks and Rec were part of my quarantine, which is crazy.
Honestly, it feels like you watched that 5 years ago too.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that How I Met Your Mother was beginning of quarantine, and then I watched Parks and Rec year one of quarantine for sure.
Damn, year one.
Oh, yeah,
that's the worst. Dang, what else should you watch? I mean, I guess we don't really have time right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, okay, Good Girls, yeah. Wow, come on, Ricky. No,
it was good. I just feel like when people are disappointed by the ending of a show,
they just like cancel.
Yeah, I don't think it should cancel. Kathy, yes, Grace. But I'm not caught up. But, like, a lot of people say this about Lost, about Game of Thrones, about How I Met Your Mother. Because either if the last or Scrubs. Well, no, I feel like people still like Scrubs, but they just kind of ignore that whole last season because it was bad.
Yeah.
But I don't think it takes away how good the show is. It just means, like, it didn't end the way you wanted. But, like.
Yeah. Because I've started watching it in the background recently, and I was like, damn, this shit's still funny. Okay, like, the intervention episode is funny.
Yeah.
Like, they're still, like, Barney alone is hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, a lot of people just say, oh, don't even watch Game of Thrones. The last season was
so
bad.
No.
I think it was fine. Like, I don't think it negates how bad the whole show was. I still think I'd rather have season 8 than not have it at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just love any opportunity to watch these people do what they do and any more of the story.
Yeah, and I will say for Game of Thrones, that entire last season was not all bad. The last episode, maybe. But, like, all the battle scenes within that season were really good. So, like, I think I watched, what's the episode called with the major fight with the Ice got king guy.
I don't
what
know.
Is it called? A Night something. Anyway, I watched that one episode. I think it's like episode
the
three
one that
of that
was
season.
That looked too dark that everyone was complaining it was dark.
Yeah, so I watched that episode alone probably 5 times because it was so good. I was like, this battle is crazy.
The one where Arya, this one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Night King, sorry.
You couldn't see me.
The Long
anyway.
Night. I think it might
the
have been
long
The
Long
Night.
All right, Mark.
So good.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I just love TV. You know what I
know.
Mean? And, like, I feel like I'd, again, would rather spend more time with these people.
Yeah.
Than not.
I know. I miss Jon Snow, you guys.
Jon.
Yeah. I mean, I also miss Robb Stark, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, TBT to that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, we also had an Instagram question from @TawnyBonnie. I don't know if she's still on here.
Oh, Tawny Bonnie.
She said, what are your thoughts on the Justin Bieber album? Sorry, this is a switch of
Okay, so
topic.
He did release an EP yesterday.
Today.
So is she talking about that, or is she talking about
We could talk about both.
Okay, well, I'll say for both, I don't think I listened to all of the what's it called? The old one? Or
Justin.
I haven't listened to all of it. I really like Peaches. I watched his Tiny Desk and really enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, that was so good. That was so good.
I think overall what I heard I liked. I mean, I just like, you know, Justin right now, that Justin is the superior Justin, as we discussed pre-quarantine of last year, and I remember thinking that you were surprised by my take.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then
Justin versus Justin, you guys.
I feel like a year has passed and I do not change my mind one, and I feel like I was right because Justin Timberlake, I don't even know what's happening to him. So, and I don't want to know. I don't care. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I thought the album Justice was not good besides Peaches.
Oh, okay. So maybe I need to listen to the rest of it.
It's just like not great. Like Changes was so R&B, right?
Okay.
Slash like hip hop ish. Uh-huh. And then this album is like a mix of like pop and like EDM ish kind of songs, like very upbeat. That he went that way with it, like some of his older stuff when he was like a teenager still, it was not like Changes at all. Changes was so good.
Yeah Okay,
but Peaches is really like the best one.
Oh, okay, so maybe I only heard Peaches then.
That's nothing sounds like that on that album.
Then interesting, maybe I should listen to it. Teeves, yes, he released like an EP. It's a like a Christian gospel.
Yeah, how is that? I didn't listen to it all.
So I, the reason I am excited about it is Cal. Shout out to Cal. She sent me a link to it, and he has a song with Tori Kelly. So to me, that's the best song on there. And then the one right after that is with another girl, another female artist. I don't know her name, but that one's also a good one. And then okay. And then
I know.
Yeah. The rest of it, it's like I also don't really like it. It's kind of
really?
Like a lot of like, I don't know if it's like rapping, but like sing rapping. I don't know. It's not bad. I think overall the music is good, but I don't know. It's very interesting that he came out with that because we were watching Falcon and Winter Soldier this past Friday, and Gerard didn't know that Justin Bieber like does worship.
Oh,
like he didn't know that he goes hard like for that, because I don't know what I was talking about, but I was like, oh yeah, like Justin Bieber, and he was like, what do you mean? I was like, do you not know? And like, because I watched old videos of Bieber like singing like I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. Like acoustic, like at a show, you know, and then I played when he was doing worship for, I don't know what church it was, but it was like very like Hillsong-esque where he would do like a kind of like a personal testimony and then sing, and Gerard was like shook, like he didn't know that he did that stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like he's been doing, I don't know if he was like really into Christian music before or like if he always kind of like dabbled in it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever like in Christian music or anything like that, but I mean, I know that he grew up. Oh, yeah, he still is a Christian, and then used
didn't
to sing,
him and I Haley think. Meet at church?
Yes, okay, yes, something like that.
You know, I mean, so my thoughts on that, it's called Freedom, is the name of the EP.
Spotify.
It's fine, but the Tori Kelly song is good. But I don't know, again, I'm probably biased because I just love Tori Kelly.
She also, they also did a song for, like, the Justice Deluxe version.
Tori Kelly?
Yeah.
You know, I talked about this.
Different. But yeah, go ahead.
I talked about this with Angie before, and I think she's the one who brought it up, but it's, like, it's frustrating because Tori Kelly is managed by Scooter Braun also.
I know.
Who else? It's like Demi Lovato and
Ariana Grande, Tori Kelly, and Justin Bieber.
And it's like Tori Kelly gets the least publicity, the least marketing, the least love, and it just frustrates me because it's like she's so freaking talented and like she's good, but is it because she's like not as marketable? You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know why she wouldn't be though. I don't know. Honestly, okay, look, I love Demi Lovato. Like, I've been a Demi Lovato fan since forever. Mm-hmm. But honestly, her music since being under Scooter has been horrible.
Oh, like, you know, I don't even know.
I don't like her songs, her new album. Like, I just couldn't even get through it. And I'm like, I'd rather listen to Tori Kelly.
She had a song with Ari, right?
Yeah, and that was just okay. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, sure. But...
And then she had a song with Saweetie, and I was like, I don't like these songs.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get what she's trying to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I'd rather listen to Tori Kelly. Tori Kelly writes better songs.
So I think in that way, I don't know, like, I sometimes appreciate, you know, when, like, you like an artist and then she gets super mainstream and then you get annoyed because everybody likes them?
Yes.
So I feel like maybe it's fine that Tori's at where she's at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, he has a Justice Triple Chucks Deluxe. And Tori Kelly's track is the last track, 22.
What's it called?
Name.
Name. Okay. I mean, I'll listen to it after this.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, he has an extended version.
Okay, like, damn, hella extensions. All right.
I know. Olivia Rodrigo put out a new song.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Okay, so it's called Deja Vu, and it's, like, basically about, look, The Masked Singer. Remember Curse? Curse is mad.
I am one sad. Well, I don't watch The Masked Singer weekly. Like, I will only sometimes watch clips, but I didn't know she was on it until she announced that she lost on her Instagram, and I was, like, pissed, because, like, one, I would have known it was her. Like, if I was watching it, I would have been like, oh yeah, that's her, it sounds exactly like her. Yes. She was robbed, like, but I get why she didn't win. The round she lost was to Nick Carter, because it's like, the people watching Masked Singer and the people who vote, it's like, okay, they're gonna want to vote for I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith over That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. You know what I mean?
I get. Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean the audience that's watching?
Yeah, like the viewers of the show. You know? Man, she was so good. I'm mad. Anyway.
What were you saying? Yeah. Oh, no. Olivia Rodrigo released a song called Deja Vu. And it's basically like, do you get deja vu when you're with your new girl? Because we did all of that stuff together. I did this first. You took me there. You sang me this song. Do you do that?
I was the one who told you those jokes.
Yeah. And then she's like, another actress. Isn't that funny? So, like, okay, this is my thing. This is my thing.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, look, she can only be talking about two people, her ex-boyfriend, who I'm sure that was her boyfriend at one point, and then Joshua Bassett, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, this is getting real heated as she releases more music, and there's only an album on the way, I'm sure. So, like, is the whole album just going to be about him and Sabrina Carpenter? Like, I don't know.
Okay, wait. Song only. Do you like the song?
Oh, yeah, I think it's fine. I just think, like, her style just isn't my style of music. Yeah. I think she sings really well and writes really descriptive songs that I'm sure people all around can relate to, which is great, and it's gonna do really well for her. But, like, I just personally don't like that kind of music so much. Mm-hmm. So that's just really not my thing. But I think she's really talented, and I love her in High School Musical, you know.
Think that the new song Deja Vu is fine. It's not as good as Driver's License, because that shit's a bop. Yeah.
I think Driver's License is better.
But I think the words are really cut deeper, because, ouch. Yeah. That's a diss. That's a diss track for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. Like, I was even like, I'm cringing, because this is so serious.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad follow-up.
No, it's not.
Still better than Skin. Is that the name of Sabrina Carpenter's song? She's whack.
Yeah, she's super whack. That was bad. But also, I'm just like, Olivia Rodrigo is like literally Taylor Swift 2.0. And she loves Taylor Swift.
But, like, better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
But better.
So but we'll better. See. We'll see where her music is like. And High School Musical, the series, drops next month. So
damn, like, is it all a, like, marketing thing? Are they, like, really beefing? I don't know. Why do I care? You know what I mean?
I care a lot about it. Yeah.
Wait, also, just Teeves had never heard Driver's License until, like, last month.
I know you told me that. I feel like we've talked about it for a while now, too.
Teeves, explain yourself. That song has been out for a long time, right? And, like, also, it's, like, on everything. So,
I know. I don't know. It's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see how that all unfolds. But if that is just a marketing situation, I'm going to be like, you guys.
But I mean, I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to call you out, but I keep thinking about how you had never heard that song. Like, how is it possible?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked about it, like, for 3 Instagram lives straight.
No. Teves, Julian had heard of the song, I feel. You know, also, Julian has 3 children, so.
I was going to say, Teves, you can't. Sometimes a parent really
where are
doesn't
your,
know.
Where things. Are your 3 children, Teves? Dang, I feel like I want to bring her on here and have her explain herself. It's fine. Anyway, Dang, we got to bring someone on next time.
I know, we can now.
I know. I haven't been watching any of the. The only time I watched like one of the live rooms was I watched a little bit of the Higher Learning one.
Oh, you did?
It's true, though. Shout out, Mark. We should have Mark and Paolo on.
I know.
As our
know.
First live room guest. Paolo, but I feel like it'd just be Paolo like talking shit the whole time. So I don't know if I'm ready.
Props. But he really wants to be on this.
Okay, well, he's not watching, so does he really
want to? Yeah, he isn't watching today. He usually does. Come on, Paolo.
So,
yeah.
I hope that we get a One to Flames live. They should do some Instagram lives.
Oh, we should tell it. Yeah,
I know.
We should do that.
Damn.
I'm trying to think what else has come out and that's new. I don't know. Guys, if you have questions, you can put that in there.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up. Hit us up with a question. Damn, what has been happening lately?
Oh, another question that Ricky taps. Ricky, I can't. He messaged our Instagram and was like, are you guys scared to buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch now?
Oh!
I am, a little bit.
I'm not.
And I bought it that week that Twitter debacle came out.
I think that it's fun. I also just don't buy that cereal because it's, like, way too sweet.
Yeah, I know. I usually don't either.
Like, but if it's, like, somewhere, I'll eat it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I really wouldn't purchase it because it's also wouldn't purchase the Costco one.
That's
like, I don't
way
need
too much.
Two big ass packs of freaking CTC, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why did that guy, Topanga,
Jensen Carter,
yeah. Yeah, buy the
what
big
a,
car?
What a story! What a story!
Can you recap it, please?
For those who don't know, and I feel like most people do, but Jensen Karp, who is, I don't know what his profession is, he's like a producer or like a
right
something in, he's something in entertainment,
yeah,
but he found 2 shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And so he tweeted Cinnamon Toast Crunch asking them like, what's up with the shrimp tails, and they tried to tell him like, oh, that's just sugar buildup.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, like, why are you gaslighting me? And then he, like, went hard, right?
Yeah.
And so, like everybody's following, like, this saga. I actually saw it because of a nail person that I follow was putting the saga on her Instagram story. Because I haven't been really using Twitter a lot lately. So I didn't even see it on Twitter. So then I went to Twitter to look at the whole situation there. So he's, like, responding to Cinnamon Toast, or to... What's the name? General Mills.
Yeah.
So he's like tweeting at them, and then they're emailing him, and like they're wanting to investigate, and they're telling him it's not really shrimp tails. And he's like, it's obviously shrimp tails. And then he also found like evidence of like what probably is rat poop.
Yeah.
And, ew, I would die.
I would die.
And
I would
then
die.
Like they're like asking him to send. It's like this whole thing, right? And like people are like really, really siding with Jensen Karp, and then like literally the next day people are like, Jensen Karp is problematic, you know?
Yeah,
like, he's doing this for attention, he's like emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
And it's like all this stuff, and I'm like, damn, y'all are really going hard. Like,
yeah,
it's probably true, but I'm like, oh man, this is a lot.
Yeah, and then it's like he's a verbal abuser, an emotional abuser, and then it's like he's like, but I'm gonna sue General Mills. Like, it was so
And
crazy.
It's like, this is Topanga's husband, and people are like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. Then it's people kept making memes about Topanga, and I'm like, wait, why? And then it's her husband in real life. Like, it was so freaking crazy. Wait, we do have a question. Let's see.
Oh, shout out. Let's see. What do we got here?
Hold on. Oh, what? These all came from our thing. Oh, no, these are the ones I just asked. Just kidding. Anybody else have questions?
Damn, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So I'm not scared. I mean, no, I am kind of scared to buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch. However, I don't buy it often. And the bottom of his bag was opened and then retaped. So, like,
yeah, that's disgusting.
If your bag doesn't have that, then it should be pretty fine. I mean, my box was fine, so.
I mean.
But that's gross.
I guess. Yeah, how was your Easter? Happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, happy Easter. It was good. We just, the four of us did mass here, like, virtually. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the cemetery to visit, like, my grandma and grandpa there. Mm. And then came back and did lunch here.
No egg hunting? Just kidding.
No. My cousins did a small one the day before, but I had my cousin's drive-by baby shower, so I couldn't make that, but. The kids did get to egg hunt a little bit, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What did you do?
I went to my brother. Well, so Saturday I ended up like baking a bunch of stuff because I was bored.
Same.
So I made cookies and then like I slept late and then woke up really early. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to make something else. So I made like a lemon blueberry cake or like a bread.
A loaf. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, a loaf. So I brought that to my brother's house and then we had like just a bunch of food and then I recorded Penny and Ollie egg hunting.
Oh, yeah, that was.
And cool. Then we took like family pictures outside and it was hot.
It was hot, yeah.
Wait, you guys, this is, I don't think it's TMI, but like literally I've been one inside all year for more than that and like wearing sweats. And so, like, my legs are so white, you guys. Like, they're, yeah. I feel like I'm gray. You know what I mean? Like, my legs are so light. And it's, like, I'm still, like, my arms are still pretty dark.
But, yeah.
Like, my legs are so white. And, like, last Sunday, I went to, they have this, like, a craft and, like, artist fair thing at.
Oh, cool.
At this shop, not shop, like, an outdoor mall in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. So I went there and hung out with my best friend and like I wore shorts because it was hot and I was like, oh my god, my legs are like blinding people. And like I was wearing a dress yesterday and I was like, dang, this is like probably one of the two times I'll get sun this year. I just miss being out. I'm not like really obviously an outdoorsy person, but I do miss going places and you know, the vitamin, you know, vitamin D, you guys.
Seriously. Like, I took a walk around a park here that's, like, totaled, like, 3 miles. And, you know, I was just like, I'll just go out and wear, like, workout clothes or, like, a jumpsuit and then be done with it. And I didn't think about putting on sunscreen because I was like, it's not that sunny ever. And I was sunburned my entire left arm right now is still peeling.
Ouchies,
and my whole chest area is sunburned and I was like, is it time for to put on sunblock? Like I don't even like I just was like, am I even gonna go out enough to do I have to buy some? Like I don't know. Like
you don't have any? Well I guess it's probably expired, like the one that you do have.
It is. And then my aloe, because I had a sunburn, so I was like, I need aloe, and my aloe is expired an entire year, and I'm like,
I'm sure you could still use it.
Yeah,
it just probably won't be as effective.
Yeah, but I'm like, to be out in the sun for that long just doesn't happen anymore. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Dang, are they giving us a time limit yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, but remember we had technical diffs.
Yeah, we totally did. Questions?
Dang.
I don't have any new questions.
Neither. I'm trying to think of what's been else has been going on. Literally nothing.
Here's one from Teeth.
What's your favorite
cereal? Okay, I really like Honey Bunches of Oats. That's like an old person answer, I guess.
No, I don't think so. I feel like that's also too sweet for sweet cereals already.
Oh,
I like the Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds.
Uh-huh.
I also really like O's.
Dude,
those are fire.
O's. Quaker Oat O's.
Yeah. Not really a healthy cereal, but there's like some of the Special K's I like. Like they have a special chocolate almond one that's good.
Yeah.
Oh. What's your favorite cereal, Teeves?
Favorite cereals in the comments, you guys.
Yeah, hit us up.
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it is. I also like Frosted Flakes or like Apple Jacks. I do not like fruity cereals. So like
Fruit Loops.
Actually, but you know what though? I had Fruit Loops like in the last 5 years and it was kind of still good. So
I don't know. I like cereal, guys. I'm just like a big fan of cereal.
I still think plain Cheerios.
Plain Cheerios.
No, honey.
It has to be nut. Honey Nut.
Also, yeah.
We
okay.
Also, I love chocolate cereals, so I really like Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, Captain Crunch with berries. Also, Captain Crunch without
no berries.
Just the, yes. Yeah.
My brother used to eat the Oops All Berries. Too many berries.
No, too many
Yo,
berries.
Yo, what's up, Erwin? Erwin, what's up?
Oh, Erwin!
Shout out.
Reader, my fellow reader for your wedding. I was going to say the Reese's
peanut butter cups.
What's too much?
I want to know what's too much.
A Cinnamon Toast Crunch with vanilla ice cream.
Yes, Ricky relax. Dang, there. I just like cereal.
Reese's puffs.
Yeah, it's like cocoa puffs, but yeah. Reese's.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I've never had that I feel like is too much is the freaking what's the cookie crisps? I've never had those.
Oh, what?
I feel like it's a lot. Is it a lot?
It's not. Because it doesn't taste like an actual cookie.
Oh, the Oreo cereal. Did you ever have the Oreo cereal? Dude, that shit was fire.
Dang.
Oreos. Good. I don't know if they sell it anymore. Honestly, I'll say it again. I love cereal.
Yeah, I love cereal.
Rumor's always like, oh, we can't get it. It's too much sugar. And I'm just like, okay. I'll still get those, though.
Yeah, Honey Bunches of Oats isn't that bad for you-ish.
It is. It is bad.
What?
It still has like 7 grams of, 8 grams of sugar or something like that.
So what should we really be eating as adults?
Like fucking Raisin Bran?
Ew, dude, no.
No, like,
like Special K. Special K.
Kashi?
Stop. You know? Also bad. I've also tried to go down that road.
I don't know. You know what I also like? Chex. Is it Chex? Or is it Crispix? That's kind of Crispix. Like a healthy cereal.
Because Chex is like the snack. The salty
Kix.
Snack.
Kix are gross.
Cheerios in water.
Ew. Okay, Erwin. Oatmeal is not cereal. Actually, it is, though.
I like oatmeal. I do.
Yeah.
Like the color of the sweater. UCI, you guys.
Back to where we started, the sweater color. God damn it.
Sorry. This is back to TV. I forgot to say, if anybody on here who watches Superstore, that show has officially ended for good, and I'm very sad.
Oh, are you sad?
I am. I am really sad about it. It was really funny.
How many episodes were in the last season?
15.
And this is the season without America Ferrera, right? Was it good still?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I just don't like
low key better.
Much. Yeah.
Okay.
Low key better.
Just like when Misha Barton left the OC, the show got better.
Oh God. Yeah.
There was one day where Ramir and I watched like a bunch of my favorite shows, but just the pilot, and he got to pick like which show he wanted to keep watching. So we watched.
Oh, that's good.
We watched Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
Heart of Dixie.
Oh, okay.
Veronica Mars, and then the OC, which he's watched the OC before, but
yeah.
Wow, a lot of puka shells. Let me just tell you, a lot of people wearing crazy puka shells in Veronica Mars and the OC. He chose to continue on with Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin. That's a good choice, though. Or
honestly,
Veronica Mars, I guess.
It's hard because that show's super dated. Heart of Dixie was actually going back and rewatching kind of a bad show.
Not believable
for her to be a doctor.
With
I
Jason Street, though?
I don't really like Jason Street.
I don't either.
Like, anytime I see him in anything, I'm like, oh, Jason Street. He's in Ginny and Georgia. I recommend Ginny and Georgia.
I keep seeing that on Netflix, and I'm wondering if I should watch it. Okay.
So, people are saying it's supposed to be, like, the new Gilmore Girls. It's not. So, don't have that expectation in your mind. It's
good
just another show. But Jason Street is in it. And can I tell you, when he came on, I legit screamed. Like, high-pitched, I screamed. And
he won.
Rumor's like, oh, it's that guy. He's like, the handicapped guy. And I was like, he also never finished.
Jason Street is literally, like, not a character you should be thinking about when watching that show, Friday Night Lights. Like, honestly, everybody else is, like, up here.
I don't know what about him sucks so much. Like, I don't know.
But you know what? They just didn't give him a good plot line. He just, yeah, nothing.
Towards the end, remember when he wanted to play that game? What is the wheelchair basketball? Like, he was a car salesman. Then he miraculously became a sports agent while not having a college degree. Like, no. That's not happening. And they went to New York. Him and Tim went to New York. Not happening at all. Yeah. And then he went to Mexico to try to get the shark surgery. I'm out.
With his, like, best friend. Damn, who was also, like, about this. Dang. Friday Night Lights was crazy, honestly.
Yeah, I miss that show.
I know, I miss it too.
Like, okay, really quick. If you want to see someone, like a random person in a show from Friday Night Lights, who is it? Who do you want to see?
Oh, I mean, Matt Saracen, always.
Really? Not Tim Riggins?
No, I don't know why. Whenever I see Matt Saracen in anything small, I'm like, I gotta watch that show. Like, I just love Matt Saracen.
My brother was watching, he was showing Like Mike to the kids.
Uh-huh.
And you know who's in it? Relax. What's his name in the show?
Lance?
Remember Coach called him Lance?
I thought it was. I don't remember.
What is his name?
I feel like the redhead. Are you talking about the redhead?
Yeah. What is his name? Somebody hurry.
His real name is Jesse something.
Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons. Yeah.
But then what was his name on the show? Landry. God
damn it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was in there. Like, my brother sent me a picture and I was like, why are you sending me a picture of Bow Wow? And then I was like, he's like, no, look in the back. And it's like a tiny Jesse Plemons. And I'm like, oh.
Jesse Plemons is married to Kirsten Dunst.
Yes, they met on Fargo.
Weird. Oh, okay. Super weird.
I want to see Tim Riggins in something.
I miss Tim Riggins. He was gaming. You know who I don't like, what miss? Happens?
Jason. I also see Buddy Garrity on a lot of, like, random shows. Like, he was, like, on an episode of Bones. He was on, like, The Leftovers for one episode.
I'm like,
oh, hey, it's Buddy Garrity. I love, like, when you see actors in other stuff and they're always just the one character.
Yeah, like, Tim Riggins is just always going to be Tim Riggins. Like, no one remembers him as Gambit.
Anthony Mackie is always going to be Clarence.
Yeah.
You know, what was it? Papa Doc, that's right.
I feel like everyone, I think he knows that. Anthony Mackie knows that.
Damn.
Yeah. Dang.
I miss Saracen though. But what's Michael B. Jordan? Who is he to you? Like, if you were to see what's his character? Like, you're just like, oh shoot, what's the show?
To be honest, I'm always gonna be like, Michael B. Jordan is one of the baseball players from Hardball, the Cucumbas. Did anybody watch that? With Keanu Reeves.
Is that the one that you and Paolo always fight about?
Yeah, G-Baby. It's a good sports movie, you guys.
Dang.
When you call me Big Pop. But anybody out there, please. Hardball. Baseball team. The Cucumbas. Come on, guys.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, parent.
Alex. His name was Alex, right? Oh, it's true. Wait. Have you seen Parenthood, Kathy?
No.
Alexa?
I have not. Oh, after
I don't want to give you a major plot line of why he was on that show. I want you to just eventually watch it one day and then see it. I don't know. Like, I feel like, is he always going to be
Vince? Then Vince. Yeah. To me, I didn't watch The Wire, so.
Oh. Damn. I'm hurting. I need to rewatch The Wire. I only watched up to season 4. Yes, Parenthood is good. Talk about a show that just makes me cry all the time.
Like, I feel like Mae Whitman will always be the Duff to me.
Oh, she's Katara. She's Katara to me.
Who is she? What's that?
Katara from, like, Avatar.
That's what, was she, like, the voice?
Yeah, she's Katara.
No way.
Yes.
Wait, like, Good Girls Mae Whitman?
Yes.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, good for her. That's tight. I feel like
she was also in, what's the movie with Michael Cera? It was like a comic book. And, like, Michael Cera, Anna Kendrick, Mae Whitman, fucking Chris Evans.
I don't know.
Someone help me out, guys. It's the...
Chris Evans?
Yeah. No. It's going to bother me. Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, I do not know what that is.
Scott Pilgrim. What's One Fine Day? I don't know that.
I don't know that either.
Good Girls is good, though.
Good Girls is so good. I'm almost at season 3. Man, that show is so good.
I'm waiting. Because I don't want to watch. I like watching multiple episodes. So I'm going to wait. Because I know that's like, what, 4 episodes in probably?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
I love how people are always. Okay, how like Joe West is always going to be the guy from Rent. Oh.
Yes. Truth that healers.
Yeah.
That's it. That's him forever.
Forever.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, good stuff. I don't know who.
Michelle
Pfeiffer. Oh.
Mae Whitman was in? She was the little girl from Independence Day. She was the president's daughter. Oh. Not the president's daughter. She was the president's daughter in Independence Day. Bill Pullman's daughter. I don't remember. Mm. That's also a good movie.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Any last questions? Any last thoughts? I like this topic though. I feel like we should revisit.
I know we should talk about who people are always.
This is the most iconic character,
and not obvious ones like Will Smith will always be Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was thinking like
someone who's been in Gilmore like Girls. A lot of stuff.
Oh, right.
Like, Jason Street has been in a lot of stuff, always playing, like, kind of, like, not, like, in an ensemble cast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, okay, so, for instance, the guy who plays...
Look at Kathy's question. I don't know, because all the Gilmore Girls were actually... Both Gilmore Girls were actually really horrible characters.
Dang. Best daughter. It's gotta be Alexis Bledel was like a better daughter.
Yeah, Mae Whitman. Rough.
No, see, but you have to watch Parenthood.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I've only seen it in the beginning when she's not having it.
Yeah. I don't know, but dang, wasn't Alexa, I'm not gonna say you need to watch Parenthood. You need to watch Parenthood because there's a lot of cameos.
Jason Street?
I'm not saying anything. Okay, fine. There's also another main character who comes from Friday Night Lights. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I was gonna say something about a Friday Night Lights character, but
me too.
I know there are some Jane the Virgin watchers here, so I don't want to ruin it either.
Oh. So the guy who plays Black Lightning.
Wait, you know, Black Lightning.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
He was Vince's dad.
Yeah.
He was also in, he's a main character in Heart of Dixie.
Oh, really?
He's also Miranda Bailey's husband in Grey's Anatomy.
He's been in a lot of random things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool as Black Lightning. I didn't follow that show as much, but.
No, I only watched the first season. And I just really didn't like the villain, the main villain.
I didn't either. That wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and this time the countdown didn't go on. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could call it.
Any last questions while we wrap up?
Should we be doing our sign off on the live? We never do it, you know?
Oh, I guess we
can. I know. Should we be like introduce? You know, honestly, I'm the one who's always fucking it up. So.
Yeah.
It's like. You know, I don't even know. It's like something about like
and remember, or like I'm you say I'm Alexa, that person.
I'm Alexa. Yeah.
Okay, so here. Okay, wait. Let's sign off, you guys.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Oh my gosh. Let me do something real quick. Hold on. Everybody, hold on. Wait one. Hold on.
Jeeves is like, please do it. Oh, living single. Cause we're living.
Okay.
Single.
Okay, ready? Okay, go ahead.
Wait,
just dancing?
Yeah, I guess you did.
I look up and I hear something's happening like at the top here. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening / watching the Pop and Locks pod. If you have any more questions, want to contribute to this convo, you can DM us at Pop and Locks pod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at popandlockspod@gmail.com. And on Facebook, we're the Pop and Locks podcast.
And if you guys ever want to like be in one of our live videos, let us know. Okay.
Yes, let us know. But besides that, remember, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Kirsten. And remember, oh shit, fuck, god damn it, we got it on Pop
and Locks. Peace, y'all. Oh.
Bye. Bye. No, that was fine. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.